At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Man, I know it's rainy outside, but if it feels sunny on the inside here, if you can cut the electricity with a knife, it's because the Astros are undefeated. They're 1-0.
We've all got a sun lamp on us, metaphorical sun lamp on
Astro
us.
Astro fever, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a and it ended up being exactly what you would want in an opening day. You don't want it to be boring.
No, it was not that.
Go out. You know, hey, you win by three runs. That can be kind of boring sometimes.
Okay.
I'd rather have my two best relievers come really, really, really close to just dashing it all against the rocks. Yeah.
Each put three guys on base in their respective innings. Brian Abreu in the eighth walks three guys, gets out of it. Yeah. And then Josh Hader.
Hader was more of a showman about it because he just got ahead and said, like, nope, no outs. We're just gonna.
and made the actual score closer by giving up a run.
Yeah.
But then struck out Juan Soto to end the game. How you doing this morning, my friend? I feel good.
I've got my circle of trust already after one game. Everybody knows that in baseball you should make the sweeping judgments after one performance.
One game. Yep.
Anybody who claims otherwise is a fraud. And it won't be a conclusive circle of trust.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, right now, Hader,
not in it. No.
I don't need to hear about Taylor Scott warming up for an hour and a half to bail out your setup guy and your reliever and your closer.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was a little nerve-wracking. I'm going to mention.
I was surprised Framber was coming out for the seventh inning. Thank God he did.
Yeah.
Thank God he did.
Yep. Framber was, I guess if we're going, and by the way, welcome in everybody. 3-1, the Astros win yesterday. If maybe you didn't get a chance to watch it, didn't see the final score. 3-1, they win, so they're 1-0. Hunter Brown going tonight, so that'll be good. As we alluded to there, Josh Hader and Brian Abreu both walking a tightrope. But in the end, Josh Hader strikes out the highest paid athlete in North American sports.
Yeah,
to end the game. So that was good.
It would have been incredibly annoying for multiple reasons if Soto had won that game for
us
in that spot, because it would have been all over everything. As much as ESPN doesn't really cover baseball as much as they used to, it still would have been all over, because that's a big moment by Juan Soto.
Oh yeah,
and Hader robbed them of that potential big moment.
Hader punched him out, and it looked like early in that at bat that Hader was just going to pitch around him, and then I guess just try to pitch to Pete Alonso instead, who was on deck, because they went to 2-0 or 3-0. I can't remember, but I know the first two pitches were well out of the zone. I'm like, oh god, you're Josh Hader, man. Don't nibble. Come after. I don't care that it's Juan Soto. Come after this guy.
I was okay with the strategy. They were kind of hedging. He nibbled and then worked his way back to a full count, and then he just went for it.
All's well that ends well, I guess. So Framber, I think, was the big story there. And Framber was a little shaky early on. You know, I know it was seven shutout innings, so he didn't give up any runs anywhere along the way. But he was, you know, the pitch count got a little up in the first inning. The outs were hard hit. You know, you had the very first out of the season was a gold glove style line drive catch by Jeremy Peña, where he climbed the ladder big time to go up and get that.
It's the new MLB logo. I took about seven different screen caps of that catch. Yeah. I mean, that was a hell of a catch. Oh no, Sean, when he's at the apex, and it looks like he's 9 feet in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I mean, he's probably his hand's probably 10 feet in the air. He probably could have dunked at that moment.
Yep.
And it was That was an impressive catch. And he made a couple good plays in the first
inning. No, he did. He did. Yeah. I mean, Pena did nothing to quell my enthusiasm for him in 2025. Now, nobody offensively was a killer yesterday. They got done what they needed to get done. It was good to see. You know, Christian Walker hit the ball hard yesterday. That
they were
was
hard
good to
outs,
see.
Yeah.
They were hard outs. Okay. So the very first out of the season was Jeremy Pena climbing the ladder. The last out of the first inning was Jose Altuve on a play that, if you're watching on the TV copy, you're like, oh God, these two are gonna plow into each other. And it turns out that Altuve just Kelly leaks the thing and cuts in front of Jake Myers.
He did exactly what we described that Jake Myers might have to be doing, is just jumping in front of everybody, running all over the place, being a bad team player because he has to make every catch. Yeah.
In that moment where Altuve, and I think if you're an Astros fan, you watch the game, you know the exact play I'm talking about, the last out of the first inning, where there's clearly very little communication on the part of Jose Altuve as to what was going to happen on that play.
Myers was trying to call him off. Yeah.
Did that make you, in the moment, more nervous, less nervous, or to you, is it, hey, it's just one play when it comes to Altuve in left field?
I think it's one play, and it's not one that you haven't seen from veteran outfielders at times, in the fact that he made the catch. Now, if he had botched the catch and taken away what would have been an easy catch for Myers, then, if there had been a collision, sure, then obviously the outcome makes it a lot easier. But I'm just trying to look at Altuve as like a young George Springer, or even an older George. Remember when it was George and Marwin that collided in the outfield, right? Was it not?
I don't remember.
Where Marwin was glaring.
I don't remember
George.
I'll tell you the collision that I remember that might be more relevant to this one because it was with a left fielder and an infielder was when I can't remember. It was last year, or the year before. It was early on when Yordan was kind of taking over some of the reins in left field.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Pena bounced off of Yordan Alvarez on a fly ball to left field. Like that defensive back bounced off of Andre Johnson back in the day against the Cardinals. Like it was
that was the one
that I was thinking of in the moment. But I'm with you. Look, Altuve's gonna get better at this stuff. You know, he went on to command Jeremy Pena off of a pop fly to short left field late in the game, took charge.
Yeah,
so that was good to see. Good to see just communication in general.
Right, and Cam Smith had a near catch in right field that could have ended up being a double, but it was not an error. It would have been a nice catch if he had made it. He was sliding and would have caught it at his hip on the ground.
I
think there's a good chance Kyle Tucker would have just caught that on the bounce, at least the way he's been playing the last couple of years, where it looked like he was making business decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So that it wasn't an error. It would have been a nice catch if he had made it. You know, I think maybe midway through the season he makes that catch.
I agree.
But so far, you can see the potential for some issues defensively in the corner outfields over the first few weeks, but they'll get better. Jose Altuve, I promise you this, Sean. Jose Altuve will be a better outfielder 3 weeks from now than he is right this moment.
I think it's a safe promise. I don't think you're going out on a limb with that one. Cam Smith was a big story yesterday on the broadcast. They multiple flashes over to his family. He had 30 people in the stands yesterday. He showed up at the ballpark yesterday, Seth. I like this moment of self-awareness. Did you see this? He showed up at the ballpark with what looked to be three dozen boxes of Shipley donuts. I like the self-awareness on two fronts. One, bringing donuts in for your teammates as the rookie in the clubhouse, especially after a big deal was made of you making the team the day before. And number two, that he went to a local institution in Shipley's to get the donuts.
Well, it was a little bit more than that. It wasn't like he did it just like off the top of his head. It was requested. It's as close as it comes to hazing these days.
Yeah.
But he had to seek out an open Shipley. Because the first one he went to was in an office building. He probably just looked at his Google Maps or something.
Okay.
And so he had to go find a second location where he could get the Shipley's.
Boy, sounds like heavy lifting, finding an open Shipley's in Houston, Texas.
Well, no, it is kind of tricky.
Why?
Some of them aren't open all the time.
Well,
either in an office building or there are some strip mall locations that aren't open in the afternoon or
in
the evening.
Okay. I mean, the game was at 3, so I'm guessing he's going like middle of the morning to go get them sometime.
Well, but the first first one he went to was closed.
Right.
So he had to go. So he did. He showed, at the very least, he had a margin of error there.
That's true.
So he had some extra time to do it. He wasn't on a wild goose chase.
Boy, someone is the easy grader. I thought I was the easy grader on the show. You're giving him points for finding an open ship, open Shipley's in Houston at 10 o'clock in the morning.
He went to a, well, you should reserve your criticism for Shipley itself.
Yeah.
The one that's in an office building. Yeah. They don't must only be open for breakfast.
That is a, that is a thing. Like sometimes when you don't know where something is and you go to your map and it says, oh, here's a Shipley. That happens with Chick-fil-A in malls a lot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, here's a Chick-fil-A. You're like, no. And you drive there. You go, no, this is the Baybrook Mall and there's a Chick-fil-A in the food court. This isn't a Chick-fil-A, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Plus, I think it was DiZenzo. Was it DiZenzo or one of the other young guys got Krispy Kreme? Which
you see, now that would be a bigger, that would be a huge faux pas, in my opinion, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You got to get Shipley if you're in Houston. You got to pander to both your teammates and Houstonians when
he,
you do
he
this.
He was, Cam Smith said it was the first time ever that he was too nervous to eat before the game, so he had to force himself to eat. But he did a good thing, which is he reminded himself. This is something that they do a good job of teaching the young, the athletes this these days.
Yeah.
The butterflies are a good thing.
Yes.
You got to reframe it. All it means is that you care and you're ready.
Yeah.
So yeah, you learn to eagerly anticipate the butterflies instead of letting them overcome you. So he handled that very well, and he went out and just in a season where they're trying to tell everybody to be. Exercise more judgment and discipline at the plate. He swung at the first damn pitch.
That's
right.
Okay.
Get it going, man.
I'm glad you lied. You know what? And he got the first hit out of his system. We don't have to sit here. He didn't go 0 for 3 or 0 for 4, and we're waiting on the first hit. First pitch, first hit, get it out of the way. I love that part about yesterday, for sure. Petty check time here, Seth. We said we're going to do this every show. Kyle Tucker, in a game in which the Cubs scored 10 runs last night, Kyle Tucker went 1 for 5 with an RBI.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So he's got to be hitting, what, 100 on the season so far?
He's 2 for 13 on the season so far, whatever that is. He's under 100. No.
Oh,
he's over 100.
Yeah,
he's like $1.50, something like that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
He's 150 entering the day, so he's probably at 125 or something.
Yeah.
So,
whatever 2 for 13 is, yeah.
Yeah, what a loser.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. How did Alex Bregman do?
0 for 4 with a strikeout. The two are a combined 2 for 17 right now on the season.
For anybody wondering, trying to be Joe Baseball, he did have a batting average. Kyle Tucker did have a batting average entering the day because they'd already played two games against the
Dodgers. He was 1 for 8 on the season. So he was 125 entering the game, and now he's like 150 something. Yeah.
And I apologize. He's hitting 154 right
now. Yeah, he's crushing it. So there you go. And we will continue to check on this.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. If he was 1 for 5, he batted 200 yesterday, so it lifted it. Okay.
Yeah, he was 125.
I got to get my math together. Damn it.
Yeah, man. Yep. All right, 713-572-4610. Astros are 1-0. Opening day win. That was good to see yesterday. Framber Valdez, really good to see. 7 shutout innings. And back at it tonight. Hunter Brown on the hill tonight for the Stros. All right, we will talk plenty of Astros today on the show. Don't worry about that. We've got some football to get to as well. Cal McNair sends out a letter to season ticket holders and media yesterday about the stadium situation. We'll give you the update from the letter, and I'm curious what compelled that letter yesterday. We will discuss that coming up next.